Fishby, do you think I'm a pretentious twat? No, look at me. Look at me. Because I've been asking Gladys all morning and she's ignoring me. I think she's studying for her test for a commercial driver's license. But do you, when you look at me, a guy wearing Crocs and pajama pants and a shirt with a Yoda on it, when you look at me, do you just see a pretentious twat? Because I'm looking at these magazines I have on the podcast table. A, magazines? What are those? Half the audience says right now. Secondly, it's a trifecta of magazines. And again, let me know if I am a pretentious twat. The first one on the top of the stack is The Economist, right? The Economist, then The Atlantic, then Forbes. Those are the three magazines that I have on my... Those are the three magazines of someone that's never getting laid ever. Those are the three magazines of a pretentious twat. I like fun podcasts about paranormal activity, and this is my, well, it's not my contribution to the genre, but it's me flirting with it, because those podcasts are fun. You get to say fun things like, I've been investigating paranormal activity for almost 3 days. And in those 3 days, it's come to my attention that there are many, many, many people that simply cannot be trusted. How do I know this? Have you already forgotten? I've been investigating paranormal activity for almost 3 days. We certainly can't trust hypnotists, magicians, psychics, ghost hunters, spiritual healers, preachers, mascots, dentists, actors, personal trainers, dog breeders, funeral home directors, and of course, the infamous circus types. Now, I'm sure I've probably omitted some. Not entirely my fault. I'm not sure I feel great. And as impressive as it sounds to be investigating paranormal activity for almost 3 days, I'm not sure I can assert the breadth of knowledge required, even with a pretentious twat-like stack of magazines on my podcast table. Circus types. Watch out for them. Watch out. Oh, man. You're not one of those circus types, are you? We can talk politics for a second if you want. Or do you want to stick with hypnotists and magicians and psychics? And politics? Good idea. Good idea. So Arizona is fun. Fun. It's wildly hot. You know, it's what? It's home of death metal Pat. Arizona's fun. Arizona State University and the University of Arizona, two of the funnest. It's fun. It's a big state. It's a populous state, thanks to the modern marvel of air conditioning. I believe Phoenix, and I could be wrong, I frequently am, is the fifth largest city in the United States, as in it's fucking huge with a lot of different people and a lot of different opinions. It's a big state. For an abortion ban without exceptions for rape and incest, the only time an abortion is permitted in Arizona, if this thing goes into effect, this law from 1864, is if the doctor can essentially prove before a court of law eventually, because the Christian Taliban will go after them, that if the abortion was not provided, the mother was going to die. Arizona is a big state. Abortion ban without exceptions for rape and incest. I heard newsman and sometimes novelist Jake Tapper ask a guest yesterday, so when this law goes into effect in a couple weeks, or Arizona reverts back to this law, which has been on the books since 1864, but essentially a zombie law because Roe versus Wade superseded it. You take away Roe versus Wade, now the Arizona Supreme Court says, well, we got to go back to the 1864 one. When 4 out of 5 Arizonans, and this was before it was a state, but they, I think 4 out of 5 people who lived there at one point shot somebody. Very wild time. And I don't really think there's anything great about this or good about this, but if the citizens of Arizona are able to get some kind of abortion rights on the November ballot, is Arizona a very important swing state for sure going to Grandpa Joe Biden? No, not for sure. But it increases the odds tremendously. Can we get the same thing going in Michigan and Pennsylvania? And I even think Biden's got a chance to win the recently forgotten Florida. It's going to be on the ballot there. And the Christian Taliban, they're just not going to stop with abortion. I would encourage you to enjoy the legal weed and gay marriage while it lasts, Fishby. While it lasts! Are we doing this too? I might be too much of a pretentious twat based on the magazines on the podcast table to... But I will attempt to answer Fishbee's questions. Heidi ho, disgruntled podcast bro. It's me, Fishbee. And is it true that you and Fistbump guy are going to be roommates? And why do you think Elon Musk won't be the CEO of Tesla by year's end? And bonus question. You notice the slight difference there? Bonus question. Today's category, me so horny. Which, if I wasn't such a pretentious twat, would be the category every day. We'd call it Quizmajiz. All right. Heidi ho, disgruntled podcast bro. Yeah, that's the one, well, not the one phrase, podcast bro, that could make me quit podcasting. But it's right there. It's right there. I mean, I never, ever want to be called, considered. You know what else? I never, ever, ever, this would make me quit, like, Today. Poor man's Greg Gutfeld. Can you imagine? The just the burn of that? I would have to check myself into a mental hospital immediately if someone had the audacity to call me that. Woo! Far more damaging than any sticker stone. Is it true that me and Fist Bump Guy are going to be roommates? I do love Fist Bump Guy. I do. It's nice getting a fist bump when you're leaving the building and coming back to the building. Reaffirms the fact that I was born to be here. The best little housing project in Spokaloo, the Fist Bump Guy lets me know that. I don't know his name. We've never spoken. No. Roommates? No. No, I am not here collecting roommates. But there is a rumor that my days in this particular apartment may be numbered. And I mean that in a good way, not some weird kind of dark, ominous, fucked up joke. Like, in a really good way. Can't talk about it yet. Can't jinx it. Been here long enough. And why do I think Elon Musk won't be CEO of Tesla by year's end? Now, I don't know if I think that, but fine, I'll use your words. I did make the prediction that by the end of 2024, Elon would be out as CEO of Tesla and Twitter would be in bankruptcy. I'm not sure the board votes out Elon, but he could very well quit in a temper tantrum. He could very well quit in a scandal. He's involved in so many things. In the national security space, there's... I wouldn't bank it, but... Yeah. I think anyone who argues with their employees that the only laws they're bound by are the laws of physics is eventually... So that's why I think that. Let's do today's bonus question. The category, me so horny. The citizens of which country have the highest average sexual partner body count? The citizens of which country have the highest average sexual partner body count? Bad news, Fishby. I read this news story just 2 days ago, not in my pretentious twat stack of magazines. I know the answer. And it's a weird one because the country's 99% Muslim. Turkey is number one, 14.5. Number two, Australia, followed by New Zealand, Iceland, South Africa, Finland, Norway, Italy, Sweden, and Switzerland. Round out your top 10. If you're curious, the source, this comes from the World Population Review, whatever the fuck that is. I assume an organization of pretentious twats. USA is 13th, 10.7 average sexual partner. Brazil 25th, France 29th. Thank you, Fish B. Now I can, I'm not sure if I could die a happy man, but... With that knowledge, I certainly feel capable of, if I'm combined with money at some point, being able to successfully land an order at Wendy's. Feel good about that. We only have 15 minutes, up by noon at the latest, every single weekday in parens, except when the wheels fall off. May we all be extra patient today. Fish meat!